So, you, seen anyone these days?
No. No, I'm not. Dating here and there, but no. No, I'm in a place where I'm really enjoying being alone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm in a good place.
That's great.
How are you? How are things going with Kim?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
So
that's
good. Yeah. It's beautiful, man. You know when it clicks and it just feels right, but like right in a different way than it's ever felt before? Uh-huh. And it's like my life's a movie. You know what I mean? It's just, it's beautiful. It feels so great. I couldn't be happier.
You know what? Fuck you, man. And you know that I've been in a dry spell. I'm so glad that you're so fucking happy. Thanks for expounding on
it. I thought you were enjoying being alone.
Yeah, really? Who the fuck enjoys being alone? I mean, maybe in the 2 weeks after you break up with someone you've been with for 10 years, but generally, no. That's the kind of thing you say when, you know, you're actually miserable about being alone. Jeez, like a movie, huh?
All right, I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, please, no. I'm so glad that you're enjoying the happy ending movie that is your life. You know what love looks like to me? A slasher film. Yeah, a slasher film. All of the couples that you know after a certain amount of time.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
Beg your pardon.
Sorry.
Hey, right, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
My life is like a slasher movie. I'll say it again.
Please do. In fact, sorry, you know what we're going to do? Because we're shooting here, and it's a live play, but it's also, you know, a shot. Can you promise you won't say anything if we continue?
No, you're super safe with me.
Okay, awesome. Oh, I recognize you. You do great work.
Oh, thank you.
No, really. Oh. You did great work in San Francisco.
Yes, I did.
Hey, good to see you again. How are you? All right, so we're...
Yeah.
Wait, remind me of your name again.
Stephanie.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Stephanie, shall we? Stephanie, you know you're late. The second act started.
I know.
No, it's okay. It's all right. So we're going to... All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue the scene
what?
Now.
Not for anything. Maggie Melding tried to film me.
Okay. We're gonna start the scene now. Promise you're not going to say anything else while we're doing the scene? Okay, awesome. So, I think we have enough angles. We'll probably be able to cut something together. All right.
No, I'm so glad that your life is like a happy ending movie. You know what my life's like? You know what love is like for me? A slasher movie. Yeah, where all the happy couples that you know after a certain amount of time, then they get miserable, they break up, and they start getting picked off one by one by this masked, lumbering killer that is reality. And sure, maybe, sometimes, yes, you might be surprised by who gets the machete next. Like, oh, wow, I had no idea that they'd kill Matthew Perry. Or fucking whatever her name is. They're like the biggest stars in this thing. But everyone dies in the end. And those that do survive, you know what happens to them? After 40 years, they die for real, not metaphorically. Love is a slow, boring, 40-year-long slasher movie starring Matthew Perry post Friends.
That's fucked up, man. That's not even honest. Come on, you know you've been in love. It's more like, you know what, if anything, love is like a musical.
Oh,
you know, it is.
God.
It is, right? Because it's like, hold on, because yes, the plot is rote, it's all happened 1,000 times before, but what's important is suddenly you're in this place where the way someone makes you feel turns the world into a stage, and you start dancing and singing to everybody for 2 minutes to tell them about it. And you know, there's fucking chimney sweeps flying everywhere, you're floating in the air, it's great, it's beautiful, it feels right. Love is a musical.
You are making me ill. Like, the taste of vomit is, like, rising. Are you serious with this shit? If you want to know what popular entertainment love is, it's a presidential election.
Really?
Yes, a presidential election. where you fool yourself into thinking that you're voting for someone that you know and that you trust and that you believe in, someone with your best interest at heart who you won't let you down, when in reality, you're just choosing whose carefully constructed facade of bullshit to swallow.
All right, well, if by facade of bullshit you mean a heightened and altered sense of the world, then sure, love forces you to adjust to those things. But like a good science fiction movie, once you buy the bullshit, it gives you a real framework for stories that could never have taken place in your ordinary world.
Yeah, but who cares what happens in your world when you've got this cloud of doom like a disaster movie hanging over all of you? And you're not even John Cusack. You're like a CG extra in a disaster movie.
Fine, fine. The world is doomed, but love is a Western. You can whine all you want that they're building the railroad and our days on the rolling plains are numbered, but if you can't, you know, salvage some romance to savor and...
Sure, if you find romance in heartless, empty bitterness, then love is a film noir and nobody wins in the end.
In the end, love is a happy ending.
Love is a tragedy.
Love is a joyous comedy.
Love is a Holocaust documentary.
All right, no, sure, please. I want to hear this.
I got a little carried away on that last one. I'm rescinding it.
Kim wanted to set you up with that girl from her work.
The one with the glasses? Yeah, all right.